I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 3:45, the three things you need to know this hour first.
Small Business Saturday was a big success for mom-and-pop stores in Utah County. They say their sales far surpassed last year's revenues, and their only shortage was workers. I'm KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly.
Second, activists are concerned about a proposal to make a new limestone mine in Parley's Canyon. There are estimates over a billion tons of rock could be moved. Third hour, biggest traffic trouble spot, sponsored by Zions Bank, official bank of the Utah Jazz. Ricky?
Maria, we've had a report of an accident northbound Bangor Highway prior to the 201 at about 2400 South. I'm looking at that camera in a live shot right now, and I don't see a problem. And crews are in the process of clearing this crash right in the intersection, blocking traffic in Taylorsville, 5400 South, 2700 West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Plenty of sunshine, plenty of haze. I'm Brett Benson.
54 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories.
President Biden meeting with CEOs at the White House to discuss holiday shipping.
We've seen some progress in that effort with a number of containers sitting on docks for more than 8 days, down by over 40% this month.
The White House is working with companies to ease the backlog of goods moving through U.S. ports. The White House also weighing in on a Southern Africa travel ban put into effect to prevent the spread of the Omicron COVID variant. Spokeswoman Jen Psaki.
The objective here is not to punish. It is to protect the American people.
CDC advising everyone who can to get vaccinated against COVID-19 or boosted ASAP, citing the threat of the variant. The trial of Ghislaine Maxwell began today. A New York prosecutor says the British socialite and her late boyfriend Jeffrey Epstein were partners in crime in the sexual abuse of teenage girls. The House January 6th committee will vote on Wednesday whether to hold former Justice Department official Jeffrey Clark in contempt of Congress. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Today, via a tweet, co-founder and CEO of Twitter, Jack Dorsey, announced that he is stepping down effective immediately. ABC's Andy Field joins me now live. And Andy, did this move catch anybody by surprise?
Not really. I think they've been expecting this for some time now. But Jack Dorsey has been the public face of Twitter for quite some time. They were founded. Most people think Twitter's been around forever, but it's only been around since 2006.
That feels like
forever.
He was
the founder, CEO. Yeah, it does seem like forever. He was the CEO for quite some time, got pushed out by investors. Then when another CEO left, he came back. But he's been basically the lightning rod, mostly from members of Congress, mostly from conservative members of Congress, saying that Twitter should have never banned former President Trump from the platform. You remember he was banned right after the insurrection at the Capitol on January 6th. In large part because of his tweets and Twitter thinking that they were inciting violence. The former president pushed back, saying it was an infringement on his free speech. He's suing Twitter and other platforms. But remember, Twitter is a private platform. You don't have a right to free speech on private platforms. You do have a right to free speech in the United States. And if you want to start your own platform, you're more than welcome to do it, which is what former President Trump indeed did. It has not been particularly successful. But no one's stopping him from doing that. And so that is in the courts. Jack Dorsey's going to go on to focus on his Square company that basically is a small device that takes credit cards. You've seen them in cabs and stores. And also focusing on trading in Bitcoin. He's a very wealthy man. He doesn't need to be doing this. He'll still have a little bit of a hand in Twitter. But investors seem to think that this is a good thing for some fresh blood at the top. Stocks went up 5% today.
Yeah, what does it actually mean for Twitter? I mean, can we expect some changes?
We don't know. No, they really haven't announced anything dramatic yet. You know, Twitter makes its money the same way Facebook and most social media does, via ads. And they sell a lot of them. And they're trying to make it a profitable organization. Even though they brought in more than $1 billion, it's still not profitable because they're spending a whole lot of money on infrastructure and on the servers and everything else that they need to get all those almost 200 million people every day on Twitter, tweeting away their thoughts. The other problems they're having is, how do they control things that may incite problems in the society with hate speech and people posting conspiracies and putting misinformation out there? It's a big challenge, not just for Twitter, but for all social media.
So what do we know about the person that's going to be replacing Jack Dorsey?
You know, you'll have to forgive me. I'm not sure I know how to pronounce his name right. It's Parag Agarwal, I think, A-G-R-A-W-A-L. Mm-hmm. He was the company's chief technology officer. He's taking over as CEO effective immediately. He's been with the company for quite some time. He's known as a steady hand in managing basically the nuts and bolts of Twitter and making sure that it works properly and not goes down, and it hasn't gone down. And so those are all good things. Investors seem to think he is a good choice for this. I don't know much more about him. He's been behind the scenes, but he'll be up front and center. Certainly he'll be probably seen at some of these congressional hearings where many members of Congress want to control the social media and take some of their protections away.
All right, Andy, thank you so much for getting us up to date.
Thank you.
And that is ABC's Andy Field joining us live on the KSL Newsline. Time now to check your traffic. It's brought to you by Zions Bank, official bank of the Utah Jazz. Ricky, what's going on?
We've had an accident reported northbound Bangor Highway, about 2400 south. I'm not seeing any backup in the area. If it's there, the camera just isn't pointing to it. But just be aware, if you're traveling that spot, you could see it. We had an earlier accident on the transition ramp from southbound I-15 to go eastbound I-80. That is in the process of being cleared and opening up those right lanes, but not before it backed up traffic, not just on the transition ramp, but for those traveling eastbound I-80 to get to southbound I-15 or I-80. Now, on the 201, if you're eastbound on the 201, it's backed up from Redwood Road over to the I-15 junction. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeways and I-15 in Utah County look good. Steve?
Well, no problems on north or southbound I-15 right now, rolling along at good speeds between South Salt Lake and South Willard. Those traffic lights are still out, though, in Ogden, affecting the drive in all directions. This is the intersection of 30th Street and Washington Boulevard. Still a four-way stop for everybody. And a crash remains in Ogden, 30th Street and Grand Avenue, with the right lane closed. Step into $400 with University Credit Union by using your new debit card, direct deposit, and switching over your auto loan. Visit ucreditu.com today to learn how to qualify. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
And we need a little something to blow out all that haze. Let's check the 7-day forecast with Brett Benson.
Quiet weather in store for the next 7 days. High pressure is in charge, and temperatures are going to run about 8 to 10 degrees above average for this time of year. 54 on Monday, 52 on Tuesday, low 50s Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. All under mostly sunny skies, but hazy. And then a few more clouds by Sunday and a high of 49. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Brett Benson.
Sunny and 54 degrees downtown.
Life has taught you many lessons. Like procrastination is the enemy of progress. And with annual enrollment in full swing, there's no better time to enroll in a Cigna Medicare Advantage plan. You'll get the benefits you need to keep your health moving forward. Like $0 monthly plan premium, $0 primary care doctor visits, and $0 for many prescription drugs. Plus preventative and comprehensive dental services, a plan with no referrals needed to see a specialist, and much more. Annual enrollment ends December 7th, so visit CignaMedicareUtah.com today to enroll in a Cigna Medicare Advantage plan. That's CignaMedicareUtah.com, because life has taught you well.
Benefit options vary by plan and service area. Contact the plan for details and availability of these services. You must reside in the plan service area. Cigna is contract with Medicare for PDP plans, HMO and PPO plans in select states, and with select state Medicaid programs. Enrollment in Cigna depends on contract renewal.
Hi, I'm Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox. When the IRS invades your life, keep in mind, it's not just you.
I had some past due taxes on my federal for 2013 through 2016. I had a bunch of penalties that had stacked up essentially, and the amount got pretty high.
Don't face the IRS alone.
I was definitely nervous. I was thinking, hey, there's no way that this is going to get solved.
With everything in your life at stake, don't trust just anyone.
So as far as what I had to owe was around $72,000. I accepted an offer in the amount of $6,913.
You need someone to fight for you.
I just didn't think it was possibly going to be true or that it could happen.
Visit TaxHelpUT.com and get relief today. That's problems now. Visit TaxHelpUT.com.
I love it. I'm happy. Call Jordan Wilcox. They'll take care of you.
That's TaxHelpUT.com.
Get limited time deals on Traeger and Camp Chef pellet grills during IFA's early bird sale. IFA Country Stores, helping to grow the things you love.
With Select Health Advantage, we have you covered. Select Health Advantage is a 5-star rated Medicare Advantage plan that offers all the benefits of Medicare, plus $0 or low premiums, $0 or low primary care copays, preventive dental and vision care, hearing aid coverage, and extensive prescription drug coverage. Call Select Health at 385-284-0058 for a free health plan quote. That's 385-284-0058.
KSL News Time 3:55. We are watching Utah's money. KFC wants customers to ditch the drive-through. The restaurant has created a quick pickup where customers can order and pay online and pick up their food off a shelf near the register. KFC's goal is to alleviate long lines at the drive-throughs and inside their stores. KSL Drives. Porsche has announced it plans to develop a new battery that will pack more power, charge faster, and have a lighter carbon footprint. Porsche has set a goal of being carbon neutral by 2030. Starbucks and Amazon Go will debut a new store in New York on Thursday. The mashup includes a regular Starbucks pickup store and an Amazon Go store where customers can grab items without having to wait in line to pay. They get charged as they exit the store. On Wall Street today, the Dow jumped 236 points to 35,135. S&P 500 was up by 60, and the NASDAQ gained 291 points. KSL News Time, 3:56, and it's time for Cougar Tracks. Here's Mitch Harper.
BYU football took down the USC Trojans on Saturday night in L.A. to give the Cougars their 10th win of the season. Head coach Kalani Sitake has now led BYU to back-to-back 10-win regular seasons. After Saturday's win, Sitake reflected on his program's success and took the time to recognize his mentor and former head coach, the late Lavelle Edwards.
He had a huge impact in my life. When I was a fan cheering for BYU and as a player, I felt like I grew so much, you know, being under his tutoring and mentoring, and I'm just trying my best to there's nothing original about me. I'm stealing a lot of his ideas and the culture that he had in place.
BYU now awaits their bowl destination, which will be announced officially this Sunday. And for all the latest with Cougar football, go to kslsports.com. With Cougar Tracks, I'm Mitch Harper on your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.